This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Not just any Friday, it's the Friday we've been waiting for around 15 months as Phase 5 begins and Illinois opens back up fully. Nicole Bateman joins us from the Economic Development Corporation. Happy Friday to you. We're happy to have you with us. Before we start, let me just say thank you for all of your efforts on behalf of the community over the last 15 months. You've been an incredible bridge to all of these very complicated and complex issues. And being there for our local businesses in such a huge way, I know it was a lot of effort. So thank you for what you've done over these last 15 months.
Oh, well, thanks, Brian. Well, it's a team effort. We have a great group here at the EDC with Brandy and Andrew and myself, and you know, a lot of support from our board members, but really support from the community. And I've always said Decatur is in Macon County is very relationship based, right? We put a lot of value on that. And I think, you know, when we spent time developing those relationships over the course of the last year, we're really able to see the impact that, you know, this has had, you know, the whole pandemic has had on our businesses, because we've had those frank conversations. Business owners are saying, listen, this is what we need. This is what's good about this opportunity, or this is what would be more helpful. And so it's just been a really great year of getting to know our businesses even better, right? So sometimes tough times and the hardest times is what brings you closer together. And I think that's what's happened in our community all around in a lot of different aspects. And we're happy to help where we can. And, you know, the good news is that there's even more help on the way, which, you know, even though we're entering phase five today, which is glorious, and we're super excited about that, the state of Illinois recently passed a back to business grant that's going to be released late summer this year. And we don't know any of the details yet, but as soon as we do, we want to make sure that businesses who are eligible will apply for that. We'll be here to help with all the technical assistance and filling out applications and all that good stuff, because there's going to be more money coming, and we want to make sure our businesses get it.
Absolutely. Now, there's a form that people can fill out on your website, correct, if they want to sign up for this information?
Yep. So go to DecaturEDC.com/grant. So DecaturEDC.com/grant. And yeah, just ask a few questions in there, and then we have a really good, obviously, database of businesses, but we know that there's going to be more businesses out there that probably for some reason we have not been in touch with yet, right? So really, if you've got a business of any kind, big, small, self-employed, independent contractor, any business, please go there, fill that out, and then as soon as that grant information comes out, we'll send it out to you.
The EDC is in business to build business. You know, it's interesting, Nicole. Nick and I were having this conversation right before you joined us, that the things that we're seeing here, people are seeing everywhere. I mean, it really, the unemployment rate doesn't really matter. The population base doesn't really matter. In all of our markets, from Lafayette, Indiana, to Springfield, employers are all going through very similar situations.
They are. And you know what's been interesting to me? When we are looking at attraction projects and we're working with these developers and with these companies, usually the first question they ask is, what's your unemployment rate? Because they want to know, you know, how many people are looking for jobs in the community that we could bring into our new business, right, and make them employable and give them those opportunities. They're not asking that question right now because it's, as you said, it's happening all over the country. So that was kind of interesting to me, because I thought, okay, how are we going to explain this, and how do we still, you know, make sure that this is can be a positive thing? And you know what, they're not even asking that question, because they know everywhere there's still, you know, a lot of unemployment. Thankfully, you know, when we look year over year, so April 2020, we were at 15% unemployment. April 2021, we're at 7.9%. So it's good. So clearly, we're in recovery mode, right? And every month over month, or year over year, I should say, is going to show that improvement from last year. And we continue to hope to see that unemployment rate go down, because there's a ton of opportunity out there, right, for jobs, and over 2,000 of them, actually. So a lot of jobs available in Macon County, and we just hope people take those up. But again, that's not unique to Decatur and Macon County. It's happening all over the country.
And it was interesting because I had a chance to visit with Patrick up in Bloomington Normal this week in person. I know you guys work together along with Ryan McCrady and Tim Dudley, you know, talking about a regional approach because the housing market, the way it is right now, I know a lot of these companies are starting to change their focus on looking at people that might commute to work, right? And you know, might live an hour away or might live here and go to a job somewhere else, or somebody lives somewhere else might come to a job here. Is that a different way of looking at economic development, particularly in filling the jobs?
It is. Yep. So when we talk about our workforce, we're not, and when companies look at a workforce, we're looking at really the commuter workforce, right? So not just the population of your specific metropolitan statistical area, your MSA, you know, so which our MSA is Macon County. So you're not looking at just that. You're looking at, well, where are people commuting in and out from? So really, we look at the whole region. So if we're already talking about our workforce, which is the number one most valuable asset for a company when they're looking to relocate or expand, then let's talk about regional efforts, right? So we're all talking about each other's workforce, right? Our workforce is about 500,000 people. And so that's same for Springfield and Bloomington up Peoria, gets a little larger, right? So if we're already talking about it this way, why not talk a little bit more regionally? Because when companies are looking, they're not looking at, you know, just Bloomington or Springfield or Champaign or Decatur, or, you know, they're looking east of the Mississippi and west of Pennsylvania, right? So if we can really bring a light to central Illinois and talk about the great opportunities that exist here for the businesses and the business climate, the work ethic, all that good stuff, that's going to benefit everybody, because a win for Bloomington is a win for Decatur, and vice versa, and that goes for the whole region. So, yeah, taking that regional approach has been great, and I'll say the mindset in that framework is getting set up between all of the regional EDC presidents here in central Illinois, and it's refreshing because that's not how economic developers typically thought, I would say, in the past, is pretty competitive and territorial, but a lot of other states are also taking regional approaches, and it's working really well, so we're taking that approach here as well.
Well, I'm kind of proud, too, because a lot of these folks are either spent time in Decatur or from Decatur. You know, there is that one connection that kind of runs through the strain of all of this.
Kind of is. Now we're like in four of the six or seven cities we're working with, which is kind of entertaining to me. We got a lot of talent here in the community that is filling those positions. But it's, you know, it's great, because I think the more we know about each other's communities too and have spent time there. You know, I lived in Champaign for a little bit, and, you know, we really know those communities, so we can help sell them, and that makes a difference. Because if you think about the companies that exist in our region, they're regional companies, right? So if you're selling product, if you're a Decatur-based business, but you're selling product or supplying product, it's not just to Decatur and Macon County businesses. You're supplying to Bloomington and to Peoria and Springfield. I mean, our businesses here are already operating regionally. Think about our health systems, right? I mean, a lot of them are doing that already, so why not kind of pull together all of our power and you know, get some clout for this area, not just with the state, but with the nation and then globally too.
Yeah, I mean, even if you think about, you know, our Neuhoff zone, you know, where you think about Tate & Lyle and Caterpillar both being here in Decatur and in Lafayette, Indiana, which is only 2 hours away. And then the last question I have for you is, how important is to sell our quality of life? Because oftentimes you're talking to people, you're talking to companies, you're talking to, in recruitment efforts, people that don't have any idea about Decatur, Illinois, or Bloomington Normal, or Champaign. They might know the University of Illinois. But how important is quality of life to all of that, to attract the workforce?
You know, it was important before, really important, among the top five, you know, things that they're looking at of importance for where they're going to land their business. But I really believe that that's going to move up even more so now post-pandemic, because in this past year, people have really started, I think, to understand the value of their personal time. And when we can tell a company that, listen, your employees are not going to be commuting, you know, or could be, but they're not forced to, if they're living in a big city, forced to commute and spend 35, 40, maybe an hour on the road each day, right? If they're going to be here in central Illinois, I think the average commute time is 20 minutes. So why not locate your company here? Your employees are going to be happier, right? The cost of living is low. There's a ton of amenities, you know, clearly here in Macon County, but all throughout the region. It's just a really, really happy place, I think, to be. And employers are going to be looking a lot closer at that. The remote opportunity is important as well. So if you have, you know, employees in your business that can work remotely, but being able to access, and let's say they put a headquarters here in Central Illinois, but being able to access us easily through, you know, our United Airlines service and the other services provided in the region, that makes a difference too, because oftentimes they want, you know, easy flights to get in and out for those employees that need to maybe just come in for a day or two and then leave again. So it's all here. And we're going to be able to continue to tell our story and go out and sell the community. And I will say we're getting looks from companies and businesses again that, you know, everything kind of was put on pause last year, but things are really coming back around. And the way consumer trends and habits have shifted, I think, are really going to play indicators favor here coming up in the next few years.
All right, Nicole, have a great weekend. We appreciate you, and thank you for all your work and all your efforts.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.